WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
The belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree with you more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we've got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you.
in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane.
The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin, tune in for my brand new show, Nightlight, starting Monday, December 4th. Join me, Pete Schwabe, for conversations on the best in entertainment and culture every weeknight from 8 to 10. Nightlight, across the Civic Media radio network and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Okay. As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin, tune in for my brand new show, Nightlight, starting Monday, December 4th. Join me, Pete Schwabe, for conversations on the best in entertainment and culture every weeknight from 8 to 10. Nightlight, across the Civic Media radio network and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Henry Kissinger, the controversial Nobel Peace Prize winner and diplomatic powerhouse who served under two presidents, has died at 100. His death confirmed by Kissinger Associates. He had plenty of critics.
Human rights took a back seat to Kissinger's power politics approach to policy.
CBS News' Pamela Falk says some people considered Kissinger a war criminal because, among other things, he helped topple foreign leaders, such as Chile's Salvador Allende, and approved the secret bombing of Cambodia. As for the diplomat's legacy,
in the end, you love him or hate him, or recognize that he had free rein and abused that, as well as improved foreign policy tremendously with regard to China and Russia.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Former President George W. Bush says America has lost one of the most dependable and distinctive voices on foreign affairs. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is laid to rest following a funeral at the Carter's family church in Plains, Georgia. CBS's Mark Strassman reports from Plains.
Really a sweet and touching day here. Many moments, many family stories that were shared. What you always kept sight of here was that even though she was in many ways a global figure, to these folks, she was a wife, she was a mom, she was a grandmother, she was a great-grandmother, she was a friend. And that came through very, very clearly.
International mediators are trying to strike a deal to extend a truce between Israel and Hamas, allowing for more hostage exchanges. Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners today, and Hamas released 16 hostages, including one American. CBS's Holly Williams has spoken with Ghazi Hamad, a senior figure in Hamas.
He said that Hamas is willing to release all the hostages they are holding. That includes all male hostages and Israeli soldiers in return for all Palestinian prisoners currently being held in Israeli prisons.
Hamas has told its fighters in a statement to be ready for renewed battles if the truce with Israel is not extended. A ransomware attack has prompted Ardent Health Services to send some patients to other hospitals. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
We're talking about 30 hospitals, 25 emergency rooms, and roughly 200 medical sites in six states across the country. Now, multiple hospitals have also had to divert ambulances through today for more serious patients like stroke victims.
The family that runs the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company says it has entered agreements to buy the majority stake of the Dallas Mavericks from team owner Mark Cuban. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Dell's Cyber Monday event.
You know, modern tale. And I think it's really important to, if you are moving forward, to also give homage to the past, too. And I think that's what they did really well in that show.
Well, it's the way it is in a community, right? The show's all about the community and the love the community has for our elders and the aunties and uncles.
Oops.
I'm not sure. We might have lost Barry's
issues.
Audio.
So a lot of our communities are dealing with on a day-to-day. Everything okay?
Yeah, we lost you for a second, but you're back.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was just a natural thing. And that was the whole sense of Reservation Dogs, was the community, you know, to create a community. And And for the most part, the acting community, the performance community, the writing community, you know, it's not very big. It's growing much larger now. Mm-hmm. But in the day, it was a fairly small, quaint community. And we all knew each other. We all worked with each other. You know, there was a very little infighting, so to speak. It was very, you know, I think, envisioned image to make all that happen. And it just paid off beautifully in Reservation Dogs. And the accolades have been unlike anything I've ever seen as a performer in the business as long as I have been. Yeah,
and it was so fun. I did not know what to expect, but having you being the uncle and the kids finding you and it was just fun and had a big smile in the community, the Native community, to have you show up like that. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've always been a participant of, you know, most of my life as well was spent in the theater. You know, you mm-hmm. develop a new writer's work. You never know where that's going to lead that writer or the theater company that produced it. You know, that they, and you know, I did that for years before I became a television and film actor. And that's really the training ground.
Yeah, well, you know, you support natives and native businesses. It sounds like, you know, with purchasing these radio stations over the years, I remember hearing that story. And also your support of cannabis, too. I think that's something that kind of parlayed off your character, but also in real life, too.
Well, radio stations isn't something we purchased. I went at it totally a nonprofit model. It wasn't about ownership or privatization of radio. I was trying to create a collective concept where I was even ambitious to, so that the signal could run off the sun nationally. And that's very possible with, you know, FM radio doesn't need as much electricity as AM and such. So it was a dream to kind of unify the 600 nations of Canada so that we could feed news and information to the country that would help socialize them to their own history.
Yeah.
As much of that history was denied by educators the last century or so. And so I was really just trying to show the value of Native people and the Native language, because when you start to think of the languages, it's the true study of nature based on observation of time over centuries of time. And that knowledge is intrinsic to human survival on the planet. So it was a big vision and it had nothing to do with about commercialization.
Awesome. Thanks for straightening me out there, even though we're on a commercial stations right now, but I feel,
you know, in Canada, the interesting thing is all commercial stations give a portion of their budget, somewhere between 2-4% of their annual budget, to public good. In Canada, I got that public good to qualify as Aboriginal or Native American news and information and music, because they knew little about us. So I was using that, you know, attracting private broadcasters to help a public system grow and mature.
Wow, that's awesome, and
it's a good idea for the FCC. They're kind of behind in that. In fact, you know, Reagan sold out much of radio back in his tenure,
right,
to privatization, and it, you know, it really took a hurting on radio in the U.S.
Especially, oh, totally. We're blessed to be on this AM station here in the Twin Cities, Progressive Voice, but. You know, after deregulating, we have 9 people owning 90% of the media now here in the United States, and that's something we're fighting with, but and fighting back for. You know, we're here with Gary Farmer, and we got a little more Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Yeah.
tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
CBS News Brief. Henry Kissinger's consulting firm says the 100-year-old former Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Ford has died. He was a controversial statesman.
The first thing, we have to be clear about the forces which are at work in the Middle East.
Former President Bush says the U.S. has lost a dependable and distinctive foreign affairs voice. 16 captives are freed by Hamas in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. Negotiations are ongoing to extend the truce. Families of Hamas hostages have testified on Capitol Hill. Orna Nutra is mother of Omer Nutra.
Unimaginable that after 54 days, not only is he still held hostage, but that the Red Cross has not been allowed access.
The CDC says life expectancy began to rebound last year after plummeting during the COVID pandemic. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The agency says that more than 80% of the increase is thanks to slowdowns in COVID deaths. However, the United States still has a ways to go to reach pre-pandemic levels of life expectancy.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for 3 pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly clear skies in the overnight as lows drop into the mid-20s. We'll have light south winds. As we go into your Thursday, expecting sunny to mostly sunny skies. In the late afternoon, we'll top out in the upper 30s, or winds turning to the north and northwest. It's 24 at our studios.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
His name, he ran amok, pushed his luck, going against the grain. He's an eye gambler, toe tap rambler at the top of his game. Since he's been gone, this old world ain't ever been the same. I'm a fool for love, fool for love, and it's you I'm dreaming. I'm a fool for love, fool for love, and it's you I'm dreaming of. I know I have
greetings, creative. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great sponsor and great partner all these years. They do great work all over Turtle Island. Hey, before we get too far into this, we're with actor, musician, activist, storyteller Gary Farmer, and we just played Fool for You. And I want to ask Gary, before I turn it over to our Gen Z producer here with a question, where can we get and listen to your music? What's the best way?
You know, that particular album with, you know, the beautiful painting of me playing the harmonica can be gotten anywhere on social platforms or wherever you buy your music. So it's available out there. So it's widely available that way. You know, I distribute it through CD Baby, and certainly their website works too.
Right on. Hey, so we got a question here from Haley, our producer and Gen Zer. Go ahead, Haley.
Yeah, well, hey, Gary, I just want to say big pina gigi. Thank you for joining us tonight on Native Roots Radio. I want to introduce myself again. My name's Haley Chashapewangawinik. I'm a descendant of Ho-Chunk Nation and the Winnebago tribe in Nebraska. My name means Little Eagle Princess, and I'm Eagle Clan. There was a big movie that just came out recently, and I know you had worked with Robert De Niro in the past in The Score. I was wondering if you got a chance to see Killers of the Flower Moon yet. I know Lily Gladstone starred in that, and was just curious to see just your opinion on her performance in the movie, as well as Robert De Niro's in that one as well.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen the movie. You know, I'm not much for extremely popular cinema. I must look at about 400-500 independent features, because I've been working hard with Santa Fe International Film Festival for all these years since inception. And so spend a lot of time finding the best of the best out there and promoting that. And so often I don't get to, I did manage to see just a few minutes of Oppenheimer the other day, but I'm sure eventually I'll take a look. But Lily's a longtime friend and collaborator. In fact, we just promoting a film called Quantum Cowboy. It just got some distribution, probably primarily because Lily's stardom in Killers of the Flower Moon. So Robert, on the other hand, has been a lot of fun to work with in the past for me. He has a great sense of humor. He's got a lot of humility. And, you know, it's nice to hear him make that speech last night at the, I didn't see the whole speech, but I'm glad that he's calling out what's been reality for us since my tenure in the business. You know, that we've had to face a lot of racism. You know, early in my career, there were no Native writers. There were no Native directors. And I had, as the actor, the sole responsibility to try and keep them, you know, somewhat understanding of who we were representing in the film. So it's wonderful, so much more comfort as an actor now to go to set and knowing that all your relatives and all the creatives that come from the 600 communities in the U.S., you know, there's some things that are very common. And so it's been much easier, and it's just lovely to see Lily's rise to stardom and all those young people from Res Dogs. Now we get to watch their career for the next 50 years, you know, and what they can do with it and what stories they find of interest to tell as performers. So, yeah, it's a special time for sure.
It's interesting, too. We'll get back to what Robert De Niro said in a second, but it's interesting, too. I used to be a high school student before I started my other job, and Bobby Wilson was a student of mine, so you always have your handful with creative people, and Bobby's one of the most creative people I've met as a student in my 30 years of teaching.
Good. Yes, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's total fun. Haley, do you have Robert De Niro's quote at all? Because I know there was some controversy about that. If people are out there listening, not knowing what we're talking about, somebody took out part of his speech, and then he ad-libbed his speech about basically how Native Americans still fighting the John Wayne syndrome. And to my understanding, wasn't that correct, Haley?
Yeah, yep. So it was actually Monday, and this was at the Gotham Awards. Robert De Niro noticed that there was alleged editing and reads that were missing on his portion of the speech on the teleprompter. So what he actually did was took out his phone and read the remainder of a speech that they took out. And he said he was going to do it anyways. And it included, you know, just statements noting that the industry isn't immune to racism. And, you know, he specifically called out former actor John Wayne's statements about indigenous tribes and their selfish attitudes about keeping their lands as an example, just kind of these attitudes. And Robert De Niro has stated, I'm going to say these things, but to Apple, who produced Killers of the Flower Moon, but to Apple and thank them and all of that, Gotham's blah, 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 De Niro said, but I don't feel like thanking them at all after what they just did. How dare they do that, actually? So I very much thank you for bringing up that point, Gary, because we were looking into that story as well.
Well, there's a uncomfortable. I feel like, I don't know if anyone's ever watched Saturday Night Live when one of the actors was interviewing Paul McCartney, and that's the way I feel right now. It's so intimidated, Gary. Thank you so much for being on. It's just I would really like you to take the show over here and talk about what you'd like to talk about. And I think you are such an interesting person, not only your past, but what you're doing right now. I think the music, I saw you up in Duluth jamming with a whole bunch of artists a couple of years ago. I've seen you be master of ceremonies at the Minnesota Native Chamber of Commerce, all those things. And you're still working and you're still doing it and you're still active and you still have an opinion. So I'd love to hear what you're thinking about right now.
Well, I tried to get on the new Native Theater website. It seems to be down, which is a theater company that exists in Minneapolis. Yeah. And I worked with them over a couple of workshop sessions during the COVID period. It was a play that was to play for them over the last couple Christmases. It's called A Christmas in Ochopee. And it's playing now at the new Native Theater, or shortly through the holiday season. It was written by a fellow named Montana Cypress, who's a Miccosukee from, Central Florida. They're kind of the Everglades people, and he's a really interesting writer. He's kind of hung out in Los Angeles trying to make a go of it in Hollywood as a filmmaker, as a writer, and as an actor. And, I'm ironically sitting here on my way to Los Angeles to do his micro low budget short film shooting in Los Angeles next week called An Ode to Leviticus, which is probably about a 15 minute film with Tantu Cardinal, who was also in Killers of the Flower Moon. So just a little irony, a little plug for the play happening in Minneapolis this over the holiday season, and my effort to help this young filmmaker realize a good film. So, the other interesting thing is this series with Chaskay Spencer. He's a Assiniboine, from Montana there, and he's been a longtime actor based out of New York City. I worked with him and Emily Blunt in this series called The English. We shot it in Spain with a Spanish crew, and it was a BBC production. But if you get a chance to watch this 6-part series, I think it's a great kind of historical overview of the settling of America from, more of a Native perspective than you usually get. And I did mention Quantum Cowboys. It's now in theaters and streaming. Just search it again, featuring Lily Gladstone and Kiowa Gordon, and this fun artist that's been in my band from time to time, Hal Gelb, who also co-wrote that film. So You know, I've been pushing around a short film called Vertebrae by a dear friend named Travis Schilling. He's an Ojibwe painter, playwright, and director. He's born in Rama, Ontario, and son of a famous artist named Arthur Schilling. And Travis has been exhibiting art since the age of 21 in Canada, in Europe, and the U.S. And his work always is profound. And if there's any young film festivals out there that would like us to submit this, you know, Vertebrae to you, we'd be happy to. And so it's an exciting time for me. You know, it's nice to win the Best Americana Album at the 223 New Mexico Music Awards. Sing that song reached number 5 on the top Indigenous music countdown in Canada. So it's been a great year for me, and I'm just really grateful for you guys having me on the show.
Well, we'll probably let you go because we really appreciate your time. And one thing I wanted to just tell you, truth be told, my daughter, Mahinu, my first daughter, is in that play in New Native Theater. She's an actor, and she's playing, if you know the play, she's playing the white girlfriend. So she's So, Gary, I just want to say thank you so, so much for being on. I really, really appreciate you spending time with us, and I know our audiences just love this. I hope to get you on again when things slow down for you a little bit again, but thank you so much, and listen to this music the rest of the way on this second-to-last segment. Thank you so much, Gary Farmer.
Or drive a car right off a mountain cliff. That's how tough she is. Oh my God, my friend, you better watch it.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP. Along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
All I know, she could be here, standing over there. She's tricky, man. Yeah, watch your face. She'll rip your heart in two. I wish you well. You better catch that train. It takes you far away from here, just where you want to be. She's the toughest girl I ever knew. Notorious indeed, boss.
She's the toughest girl.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Wow. That was intense for me, Haley. I just we were chatting amongst ourselves via text with the mothership, and great job at the mothership bringing in the music and out. It was perfect, and felt like I was walking on glass. But hey, totally prepared for this, and Gary was awesome, and I thought it was a good time to let him go because he really had a lot of great things to say and things to chew on.
Yeah, he definitely did. That was such a fun time, and really, we appreciate all that Gary has done and the representation that he's created in the community for us in film and in music and all of the art. So, big pina gigi to Gary.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we don't want to put a damper on this, but we do want to kind of bring this up, Haley, is some local news that's just breaking right now. I think if you don't mind, if you could pull up and talk about that a little bit, and then we'll get back into the positive show we had in the music.
Yeah, well, I just was getting an email through. I don't know if this was recently. I know this was today. I'm not sure which encampment this was, but I'm sure it was one of the ones in Minneapolis here. Yeah. There was a shooting inside the camp. The police officers, I'm not sure this email, they are looking for a missing person. But for now, to keep doors enclosed and keeping everyone safe. So if you are in an area downtown in the Twin Cities, specifically Minneapolis, and you have relatives in an encampment, just maybe check in on those people and make sure that they're doing okay.
Yeah, definitely. Always be aware of what your surroundings and things like that. So I appreciate that update, and maybe some more will come in, and maybe one of our listeners will send us a text or something. You know, one of the things, I just love the speech that Gary did in Smoke Signals when he was talking about him and Victor playing basketball with the priest, the Jesuit priest. So, and it's cool, you know, and you have to really walk softly. It'd be like, you know, he's still doing things. He's still active, and you don't want to start talking about stuff that he did 40 years ago or 25 years ago, but it's still hard not to, because I was such a big fan still after all these years of the movie Smoke Signals.
Right. Well, yeah, the specific scene I think you're talking about, too, that one was called, now I just lost it. Anyway, so it's the 25th year of Smoke Signals, actually, because it was released in 1998. That scene specifically, You Gotta Have Faith, and that was Gary's moving monologue during that basketball scene outside. And that was where he was talking about Victor and Arnold, the character that he played. Arnold and his son Victor played, I believe it was 2-on-2 with the priests at at the school.
Right.
And, my favorite quote. That's such a great scene. And just every time I think about it, I got to watch it again and then cry all over again. But the scene, or the quote that he says, he goes, "My boy, he was tough, man. He flew right over those Jesuit like he was some indigenous angel or something. My boy, Victor, he was the man that day. He took that shot and he won the game. It was the Indians versus the Christians that day. And for at least one day, the Indians won."
Yeah.
And then he throws the basketball, and it's all emotional, and he's out there at night on the court by himself, and
well, he's telling the story to the woman actor, I can't think of her name, Susie Smoke, who's the character's name, but she's been in a lot of stuff over the years. And still there's a show coming out called Hey Victor, and that Gary was in, and I didn't ask him about that, but it's a about the person who played the young Victor doing a documentary and a sequel to Smoke Signals called Hey Victor. And the whole, it's a spoof, and it's a documentary on the making of the next the sequel to Smoke Signals. And if you look up look up the information. It's got everybody in there, and it's really funny. And because I don't know, every time I watch that movie, I think of, I wonder where those kids are. Do they keep acting? And you'll find out now, the ones that played the young Victor and Thomas in Smoke Signals.
Oh, they're going to have the original cast, everyone?
Yeah. It's a mockumentary, I think. And they've already shot it. It's just, I don't think it's coming out until 2024.
Oh, that's too long.
That's funny. It's not that long. It's a month away.
Isn't that scary? A month away from 2024?
Yeah, I don't know. They're going by for me fast. I tell you, you know, I'm 62, so I got like 15 more winters left and 14 more summers. So I got to like really pay attention to what's happening here and give everything away. So I have a lot of things I got to start giving away.
Give it to me. Give it to your Chujang.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll start with a couple T-shirts and then we'll go from there, Haley.
Oh, okay. I see it. I see how that works.
Well, those are my prized possessions.
That's true. You are very protective of your T-shirts.
And my potato chips, but that's a whole different show and different story that we won't get into. But yeah. So I think what we need to do is reach out to Bobby Wilson and a couple other people now that the strike's over. I didn't mention that to Gary. I could have mentioned that, but it's, you know, now we can reach out to our actor friends in the Native community and have them come in and promote what they're doing and talk about what they're doing and what they're up to. So it's an exciting time again, and we wanted to be really conscious of that and not walk over any boundaries. Because we know when we talk to, it's cool that he brought up New Native Theater too, but when we talked to the founder of New Native Theater, she couldn't really talk about Dark Winds, which she wrote the first segment of the season, or the first episode, I should say. Hey, Haley, great work. Great work, AM 950 producer Brett. And we pulled it off. We did a great show with Gary, and nobody got mad at us. So that's always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on, it's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
And maybe we can play some Gary now, and I'll pod this down.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Thank you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.